This is a special 2007 Solar Decathlon edition of Energy Buzz, the podcast series produced by the Office of Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy at the U.S. Department of Energy in Washington, D.C. Energy Buzz brings you expert information about renewable energy and energy efficiency.
Hello, and thank you for listening to this podcast about the 2007 Solar Decathlon. My name is Henry Gentinar, and it is my honor to give you an audio tour of each house in the Solar Village. Made in Germany is a phrase that applies well to the Solar Decathlon entries from Darmstadt, Germany. The team members want to present the German way of building, showcasing German technologies and materials in their solar house. The house is built to be comfortable and adjustable to the user's demands. The design concept is to integrate energy efficiency within the architecture, preferably using passive or traditional methods. At the same time, active methods for energy production and conservation that incorporate high-tech materials and technology are used to provide a high standard of life. What's different? Like the skin of an onion, the building is configured in layers that control different functions. Outside, a layer of wooden louvers provides shading and privacy protection and simultaneously generates electricity through the integrated photovoltaics. The second layer is the thermal envelope, consisting of opaque, vacuum-insulated walls on the east and west sides and highly efficient floor-to-ceiling windows on the north and south sides. The third layer is the central core, in which all vertical technical installations and the private facilities are bundled. It is designed to use minimal space and allow maximum comfort by being adjustable in size and appearance through movable and illuminated walls and components. All technology is integrated into the architecture, serving multiple functions both as building components and to conserve or generate energy. From the beginning, energy efficiency, along with aesthetics, evaluated and selected through computer simulations, have been key issues in the design process. With regard to architecture and interior comfort, the building is designed to provide maximum comfort and user flexibility. The building consists of three equal-sized modules, which can be transported on a truck, allow infill for a bigger footprint, and lend themselves to prefabrication and easy relocation. Based on its high-performance energy concept, the house is suitable for almost any climate zone. For heating and cooling, as a passive house, the building features a highly insulated thermal envelope and relies mainly on the use of solar irradiation through the south-facing windows and interior gains for heating. To prevent overheating, the building features a roof overhang in the south and is surrounded by an envelope of louvered shutters, allowing both cross-ventilation and privacy. Thermal mass, which is provided through phase-change materials and is integrated in the east and west walls and the ceiling, buffers temperature swings. For extreme weather, when these systems may not be sufficient, there is a reversible heat pump, which can heat and cool the air, capture energy from the waste air, ventilate the space, and use excess energy to heat water for household purposes and to heat the bathroom floor. For lighting, floor-to-ceiling windows on the north and south sides allow generous daylighting. Shutters and windows can be operated manually, extending and limiting the living space, according to daytime, seasonal, and user demands. The electric lighting design also focused on architectural integration, providing general, ambient, and task lighting. To reduce energy consumption, the type of lighting used was matched to the task. Compact fluorescence for general and ambient lighting, halogen for task lighting, and LED lights both for ambient and general lighting. For power, the house features three different kinds of photovoltaics: monocrystalline silicon, highly efficient sun power modules on the flat roof, monocrystalline translucent glass-embedded sunwave cells for shading and protecting the south porch, and shot amorphous silicon modules, which are integrated into the wooden facade louvers on the east, south, and west sides of the building, and which follow the sun through automatic controls and generate electricity while the building is shaded by the louver shutters. Bosch Buderus flat plate solar thermal collectors complement the heat pump by heating water in an integrated hot water storage tank. After its return to Germany and display at the building fair in Essen in January 2008, the house will be reinstalled on campus in Darmstadt and serve as living laboratory and headquarters of the university's project that involves equipping the campus with building-integrated photovoltaics via shared systems of the university community. For more information on the Technische Universität Darmstadt Solar Home, please go to www.solardecathlon.de. For more information on the Solar Decathlon, go to solardecathlon.org or www.myspace.com/solardecathlon07. Thank you for listening.
This has been a special edition of Energy Buzz. To learn more about the Solar Decathlon, go to www.solardecathlon.org. For more about the world of energy efficiency and renewable energy, log on to the Department of Energy's Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy website at eere.doe.gov. Thank you for listening.